restaurant. They don't have a warrant. They didn't ask for one. They forcefully opened the door of the truck. It was locked. It was locked.
You're listening to Notes from Chicago with Ashley Phillips.
And in this video, federal agents were spotted near Ravenswood Elementary as students were being dropped off in the morning.
When they were targeting the kids and the parents trying to take their kids to school, and ICE is grabbing these people, it gutted me. And I wanted to do everything I can to help.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me for this latest episode of Notes from Chicago. Today, we're going to do something a little different than we've done in the past. Typically, we have a guest on. Today, I'll be the guest. My producer and I have been talking about this quite a bit, and it felt a little bit disingenuous to have a podcast about Chicago and without acknowledging the situation in Chicago right now. So there's a lot, obviously, in the local news. There's a little bit in the national news. But what I'm going to talk about today are just things that I'm seeing personally in my neighborhood. So those of you who have been listening or watching know that I live in Wicker Park. My kids go to school in Wicker Park. Wicker Park is a near West Side neighborhood, pretty close to downtown, and also close to surrounding neighborhoods like Ukrainian Village, Humboldt Park, Bucktown, and Logan Square. So in my neighborhood specifically, the tenor of the neighborhood has changed significantly. You see ICE agents visibly around, riding around in trucks. You hear helicopters overhead all the time. It is a constant whir of helicopters, to the point that my kids have mentioned it. The school that they attend is very close to Wicker Park. I, at work a few weeks ago, had a friend text me and say, oh, there is a helicopter flying right over Wicker Park. Did something happen at the school? Which, as a parent, is sort of a nightmare scenario that you never want to hear. Everything was fine at school. And I'm not sure if something was happening within the neighborhood, and likely it was ICE activity. In terms of, again, I think, you know, this perspective as a parent, the communication that I've been getting from school and also from different places where my kids have activities, I'm glad the school and I'm glad these places are communicating to the parents. At the same time, the communications are scary. The communications are about how ICE officers are not allowed to come into the school. They are about keeping ICE officers out of the school. They are about not letting people in, following in the door behind you. And it feels... It's terrifying. I mean, like, it feels really scary to have to watch your back in a neighborhood that you've lived in for over 15 years that, for all, you know, is pretty idyllic, is a place that you are very happy to have your kids grow up. It is a place that you feel safe and you are happy to be. And then to suddenly have a presence and a really like a foreboding presence that makes you feel, that's supposed to make you feel more safe, or that is the express intention, but that makes you feel much, much less safe, makes your community feel less safe, where you are worried for yourself, your family, and for your neighbors. Part of the reason that I wanted to talk about this too was not just that acknowledgement about what's going on in the city, and again, like how I feel like it's affecting me and it's affecting, you know, my kids and my family and certainly, you know, my neighborhood, but also because when I talk to people outside of Chicago about this, about, you know, seeing, you know, seeing ICE in the neighborhoods, about hearing stories. There's a running path that cuts through, that starts in Wicker Park and cuts through all the way to 606, all the way, you know, a couple of miles to the west. And, you know, hearing people tell me, oh yeah, there were ICE officers up on the running trail. Like that kind of activity, you know, and talking to my family members who don't live in Chicago or friends who don't live in Chicago, they have no idea this is going on. They have, they are not aware that, you know, they may see, you know, sort of the bigger, splashier stories, maybe, if they're, you know, if they're tuned in. But they're not hearing about what I think of as these everyday, really like incursions on your daily life that kind of chip away at, or can chip away, or let me not project, that are chipping away for me at like kind of this, at this feeling of stability. Like it feels a little bit like anything could happen right now. All of that said, the reason why I wanted to make this podcast to begin with was I wanted to put something positive about Chicago into the world. And my producer feels the same and has been along on that ride with me. So I also want to say, for as anxiety-inducing as the situation is for me, this is not the time to sit in your house and doom scroll and be anxious and be scared and feel helpless, because there is a lot that you can do. And sitting in your house and being on your phone is not helping you personally. It doesn't help me anyway. And it's certainly not helping people in your community, either in like your direct local community in your neighborhood or in the broader city, who may need your help and who, you know, who may be, you know, more viscerally anxious than you are about the situation and about what's happening. So to that end, I mentioned that there are things you can do. And I think the number one, you know, way to kind of figure out what the right thing to do or how you can help, if that's a question that you're asking yourself, and most people that I've talked to about this are asking themselves, what can I do? What should I do? So I really encourage people to like combat that feeling of helplessness. Number one, talk to your alderman. So, or reach out to your alderman's office. There is a lot of coordination happening at the community and neighborhood level, and many aldermen, many city officials are helping coordinate that. So if there are people in your neighborhood who may need errands run for them, who maybe want their kids walked to school because they're nervous about, doing the kid drop, depending on the neighborhood. If there's anything like that, the alderman is coordinating a lot of outreach in the neighborhood and anything that you can do. Number two, I will say that, I'm a big believer in public education, certainly, and there are things I love about CPS, and there are also things that drive me bananas about CPS. But in this situation, schools have really stepped up. Schools have really stepped up schools have really stepped up. And that's pretty awesome to see in terms of organizing for the community, organizing for the school community specifically. So, I don't think this is limited to our school, but we have pretty regular communications going out to the school about how people should, what people's rights are, how they should think about protecting themselves, and starting to organize outreach. We also have we also have communication going out about Know Your Rights workshops, community defense workshops. Many of these are held virtually, so that if it's something that you need access to, you can access anywhere, that you're not limited or it's not needed that you come into a physical space to do that. There are, in addition, and if you're not a parent, so if you don't have kids and or you don't have school-age kids, you can still probably tap into what those schools are doing to organize for the community by contacting your LSC. An LSC is a local school council. It is meant to, involve, like have community involvement in our local schools. Every school has one, so any neighborhood school has an LSC, and they are likely a source of information as well. There are also a ton of organizations really doing great work right now within immigrant communities and within broader communities in Chicago. And there are honestly too many to name, but again, going back, I think a good way to find those, if you're like, I don't know which ones, you know, which one should I contact? A good way to find those specifically if you want to concentrate on like your own local neighborhood or, you know, the ward that you're in, is to get in touch with your alderman's office, who I guarantee they are, your alderman is likely motivating and coordinating around what's happening in the city right now. So, you know, I think finally my message here is, and obviously I'm emotional about this, but my message here is really, this is a great city. We are incredibly resilient. Don't let the heaviness of the situation bring you down to a point where you feel like there's nothing you can do, or, you know, there is always something you can do. And I think part of that is just getting more involved and more plugged in to your community. So wherever you're watching this or wherever you're listening to this, get off your device or stay on your device to get a little more info about how to get plugged in with your alderman's office and get to know your neighbors and get to know your neighborhood, get to know more about your local school, and just get more involved. Stay safe and don't let the heaviness steal your joy. There's still a great, beautiful city to enjoy out there, at least until January. So, let's not lose the fall, and let's help each other. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for listening to Notes from Chicago. This podcast is edited and produced by Tanisha Blakely. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to Notes from Chicago on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts.